If you're a single pilot operator, you are a special breed of cat facing unique circumstances both in the sky and on the ground.
Single pilot operations today have changed quite a bit over the years.
And all that presents both opportunity and challenge. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. They are the Renaissance men and women of aviation, flying in pursuit of better business, often at the beginning and end of a day already packed with wall-to-wall meetings, pitches, and demonstrations. In other words, to them, flying is literally a means to an end.
It's really a combination of the emerging high-technology, lighter aircraft that are certified for flight by one pilot, including most of the entry-level jets, the high-performance turboprops, both single and twin-engine, along with all of the piston aircraft that are commonly operated by professionals that use aircraft in support of their business. So the confluence of all of these various constituencies produce a very large group. And in the non-pro pilot area, that is the business band pilot area, done a lot of work there because generally that's all single pilot operations. Unfortunately, our safety record has not been as good as it needs to be there.
Jim Lara is principal of Greystone Advisors and a member of the NBAA Safety Committee. He's also a single pilot operator with more than 12,000 hours in the air. He says a single pilot operator must be especially disciplined, capable of looking over his or her own shoulder.
You have to have a great deal of personal accountability. You're setting up your own structure, basically. And then we come to the area of doing things right all the time for the right reasons, even when nobody else is looking. So that relates back, of course, to operational discipline. And then we have the commitment to continuous improvement. We should never be as good today as we're going to be tomorrow.
For single pilot operators, technology can often be a mixed blessing. One of the installments in this ongoing series about the NBAA Safety Committee's top 10 focus areas was centered on the issues that forward leaps in technology can create, especially when you're alone in the cockpit.
In these new high-tech avionics suites, there is a lot of study that is required before you're really competent to be pilot in command of these aircraft. You really have to understand the software architecture and how it's put together and where you're going to find various pieces of information. So the litmus test is if you find yourself asking, oh my gosh, what is it doing now? That is a clear sign that you do not have the mastery of the avionics suite that you really need to have if you're going to be a competent pilot in command. Because you can find yourself behind the aircraft very, very, very quickly. In the old days, we could just take the airplane up and figure it out as we went. Those days are gone.
What's NBAA doing to help single pilot operators improve safety? I'll have that for you in just a moment. But first, please, this message.
At the Airplane Geeks Podcast, we're passionate about aviation, and we know you are too. So listen in at airplanegeeks.com, where we talk aviation.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. We're talking about one of the NBAA Safety Committee's top 10 focus areas, single pilot safety. With me is Jim Lara, principal of Greystone Advisors, based in Knoxville, Tennessee, and a member of the NBAA Safety Committee. The committee is determined to improve single pilot safety both in the short and in the long term. One way of doing that is by staging a single pilot safety stand down. It's a full day of activities at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, October 20th. Jim, what other deliverables are in the works on this topic?
Free for the downloading is the Light Business Aircraft Flight Operations Manual Template, a great start to putting together a very appropriate, not too long, not too complicated flight operations manual and customizing it specifically for his or her operation. And then, of course, we have a summary of safety best practices as they relate to single pilot operations. And those are also available to download from the NBAA website.
And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.